Coming to you live from the studios of Radio Sai in Prashanti Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. This is Chandu Vijay, and for the next 1.5 hours, let us take a journey as we listen to stories on Bhagwan's innumerous divine interventions in people's lives across the world. Swami has always said that miracles are nothing more than his visiting cards. Very true. Many people in the early days were drawn to Swami because of his ability to manifest items, heal and perform miracles and change people's lives for the better. These miracles have served a purpose in strengthening a devotee's faith and encouraging them to trust in the power of surrendering to the Lord without any expectations. We have talked about some number of miracles in a past episode. So today, let us turn back the hands of time and find a few more heartwarming stories of love, healing, faith and devotion. All that have been shared on our website www.radiosai.org over the past years and all brought about by that special touch and intervention of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, which has transformed lives.
రాముడు శ్రీరామచంద్రుడు వచ్చాడురా, హోయ్ సీతమ్మ తల్లితో వచ్చాడురా. రామన్న రాముడు కోదండ రాముడు శ్రీరామచంద్రుడు వచ్చాడురా, హోయ్ సీతమ్మ తల్లితో వచ్చాడురా. మూడు వానలు కురిసేనురా, బంగారు పంటలు పండేనురా. నెల మూడు వానలు కురిసేనురా, బంగారు పంటలు పండేనురా. కష్ట జీవుల వ్యతలు తీరేనురా, సీతా సదా బ్రతుకు సాగేనురా. రామన్న రాముడు కోదండ రాముడు శ్రీరామచంద్రుడు వచ్చాడురా, హోయ్ సీతమ్మ తల్లితో వచ్చాడురా. రామయ్య వంటి కొడుకు రావాలని, సీతమ్మ వంటి బిడ్డ కావాలనే. రామయ్య వంటి కొడుకు రావాలనే, సీతమ్మ వంటి బిడ్డ కావాలనే. ఇల్లు ఆకిలి పరువు నెలపాలనే, చల్లంగను నేళ్ళు నెలగాలనే. రామన్న రాముడు కోదండ రాముడు శ్రీరామచంద్రుడు వచ్చాడురా, హోయ్ సీతమ్మ తల్లితో వచ్చాడురా. ఏదతము భూమి మీద ఉండబోదురా, వేదాలకి కమీద తావులేదురా. వేదతము భూమి మీద ఉండబోదురా, వేదాలకి కమీద తావులేదురా. దొంగ పోరు ఈటి బాధ తొలగిపోవురా, రామరాజ మాయ మనకు లొట్టురాదురా. రామన్న రాముడు కోదండ రాముడు శ్రీరామచంద్రుడు వచ్చాడురా, హోయ్ సీతమ్మ తల్లితో వచ్చాడురా. ంచి నడు నిలుపువాడురా, ధర్మంగు గిరిగీసి నిలుపుతాడురా. న్యాయంగు పాలించి నడుపువాడురా, ధర్మంగు గిరిగీసి నిలుపుతాడురా. మునులందరినీ గాచు మునగాడురా, ముందుగా చేయెత్తి మొక్కుదాముడురా. రామన్న రాముడు కోదండ రాముడు, శ్రీరామచంద్రుడు వచ్చాడురా. సీతమ్మ తల్లితో వచ్చాడురా, రామన్న రాముడు కోదండ రాముడు, శ్రీరామచంద్రుడు వచ్చాడురా. సీతమ్మ తల్లితో వచ్చాడురా, రామన్న రాముడు కోదండ రాముడు, శ్రీరామచంద్రుడు వచ్చాడురా. సీతమ్మ తల్లితో వచ్చాడురా.
Well, so the first story is by our Satya Sai alumni from the Anandpur campus, Ms. Sri Vidya Shivakumar, who passed out of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anandpur campus, with a degree in physics in 2002. She now serves as a journalist with the Hindu Business Line in Chennai. And this is her story. Her journey with Sai took some time to be established. For a long time, Swami was nothing more than a photograph at her home altar. Though she had heard and read many instances of miracles taking place, well, reading and experiencing are two different things altogether, right? So here is the story of Miss Sri Vidya Shivakumar as narrated by her to Radio Sai back in 2008. So she says, I was in the 11th grade and had gotten up very early in the morning to prepare for my final exams. My mother had been to Puttaparthi only a few days back before, and as a result, our house was full of Swami's photos. Every other wall in the house had a photo of Swami. But there was this one photo on the wall in the dining hall which bothered me every time I had to pass by it. In that particular photo, Swami appeared to be staring in a very angry way, unlike the other photos in my house in which he was all smiling. I even jokingly teased my mom for her poor choice of that photo. To put it simply, I was dead scared of that photo. And so every time I passed by that photograph, I would look at Swami and give him a sheepish smile. That perhaps was my way of telling Swami that even if he looked angry, I was not really afraid. See, I'm smiling. But that morning, things changed, and they changed forever. As usual, when I passed by the photo, I gave my binaural routine smile to Swami. But this time, the angry-looking Swami from that photograph smiled back at me. Now, these were only miracles that you would typically read about in books. But here I was, standing in front of a photo and looking at the man in the photo smiling back at me. Was it all really happening? I immediately woke my parents and sister up. I wanted all of them to see what I thought I was seeing. But to my utter dismay, none of them could see that. All along, when I could see Swami smile and even move about in the photo frame, my family only saw the photo for what it was. How could that be? Was I hallucinating? I immediately posed Swami a challenge. I told him that if what I had seen was true and not some figment of my imagination, then he needs to come up with a miracle so that all of us could see that. So the very next day, Amritam or divine nectar came from that very photo of Swami. And as I had wanted, all the family members could now see it. So Swami had, through this incident, not only made me realize that he was God, he also removed my fear of God and turned it into love for God. And most importantly, Swami had proved to me that he is present everywhere, including photographs, and is listening to whatever I say or even think in my mind. And she concludes by saying, instantly, I fell in love with God.
my soul. I behold you live in me. I kneel before thee, O holy presence of my soul. Hail, holy presence of my life. Hail, holy presence of my life. I give thanks for the living truth of which you have given me proof of your holy presence in my life.
So let's continue to follow Ms. Srividya's journey with Swami, and this time let us fast forward to 2007 when the Atirudra Mahayajna was held in Chennai. Now, as an alumni, she was given the duty to assist with security during the Yajna. Now, the problem was she had just joined a new job, and taking leave for all the days that the Mahayajna was being held was going to be very difficult. And Ms. Srividya narrates her experience thus: I had nevertheless taken the first 3 days off. But when the fourth day came, I knew I had to go to the office. So I decided that I will leave for office after having Swami's darshan when he comes to the Yajna site. But Swami's routine when he was in Chennai did not follow a particular pattern. While he sometimes would come to the Yajna site in the morning, some other days he just would not. Now, on that day, news came in that Swami would not be coming to the Yajna site. My heart sank, for this meant that I would have to leave for office without seeing Swami. Now, all along I had consoled myself thinking that I will leave after Swami's darshan. But now he left me with no choice. I was so disappointed that I started crying. My seniors who were there, they consoled me and told me that I should go to the office and I can always come back in the evening and have Swami's darshan. So reluctantly I conceded. I caught an auto rickshaw to go to my office, but the vehicle barely covered a kilometer when I got a message on my mobile phone that Swami had started from Sundaram, his residence in the city of Chennai, and that he would be coming to the Yajna site right now. Had that message come even 5 minutes before, my joy would have known no bounds. But now when it did, it only made me feel worse. I felt as if Swami was just waiting for me to leave. I cried even harder. I knew there was no way I could go back to the Yajna site. It was already getting late and the traffic was very bad. So I thought maybe I could go to Sundaram, where Swami was residing, and at least see the Sundaram building, and it might make me feel better. So I asked the auto driver to take me to the office via Sundaram. Now, Chennai auto drivers are not exactly known for their politeness, but to my surprise, this driver agreed instantly. So I reached Sundaram, but at the time when Swami's car was just coming out of the Sundaram gate, so I was on the opposite side of where Swami was seated, and there was no one but me on that side. I was now standing just a feet or two away from Swami. Without realizing, I had tears running all over my cheeks. I had come to Sundaram with the hope of getting Swami's darshan, and here I was standing just a couple of feet away from him. But his benevolence did not stop with that. Swami turned around and looked at me. He gave me the most dutiful, all-knowing smile that only made me cry harder. Now, seeing Swami by itself was a difficult emotion to handle, but now seeing him look at me was beyond everything. Seeing me crying so much, Swami smiled again and raised his hand in a blessing gesture before his car zoomed past me. And in a very interesting conclusion, he says, "Needless to say, that was perhaps the only day I was so happy going to the office."
जिसके सर पर हाथ हो तेरा कौन बिगाड़े उसकी हर पल उसके साथ है बाबा हर पल रक्षा उसकी नाम सुमिरन जो भी करे यही नाम सब दुख दूर करे साई नाम सुमिरन जो भी करे यही नाम सब दुख दूर करे भव सागर से पार उतारे जन्म जन्म के पाप हरे यही नाम सब दुख दूर करे साई राम साई राम साई राम कोई मनोरथ मन में बसाए तुम्हारी शरण जो आए कोई मनोरथ मन में बसाए तुम्हारी शरण जो आए इन चरणों में मन चाहा फल बिन मांगे मिल जाए साई बिगड़ी बात सवारे सवारे सुख संपत्ति भंडार भरे यही नाम सब दुख दूर करे साई राम साई राम धाम हमारा हम साई के पुजारी परती तीर्थ धाम हमारा हम साई के पुजारी साई बाबा इस धरती पर शिव शक्ति अवतारी जब हो सर पे साया तुम्हारा जब हो सर पे साया तुम्हारा जब हो सर पे साया तुम्हारा कौन किसी विपदा से डरे यही नाम सब दुख दूर करे साई राम साई राम साई राम साई राम
ओम साई जय साई श्री साई जय साई ओम साई जय साई श्री साई जय साई
साई गंगा साई जमुना साई मथुरा काशी साई तो है घट घट वासी अजर अमर अविनाशी साई नाम ब्रह्मा साई नाम विष्णु साई नाम शिव शंकर
ओम साई जय साई श्री साई जय साई ओम साई जय साई श्री साई जय
साई राम 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 साई राम
तेरे ही संग हम चलेंगे मेरे साथ हमारे साई हमारे, दिल की ये सुन लो कहानी, तेरे बिन जिया न जाए, सुनी लगे जिंदगानी, प्यारे साई हमारे, दिल खोल देखो ये मेरा, इसमें न कोई दूजा, बस एक तेरा बसेरा, प्यारे साई हमारे, दिल खोल देखो ये मेरा, दिल खोल देखो ये मेरा, दिल खोल देखो ये मेरा।
Welcome back, dear listeners. Our next story comes from the America. Now let us globetrot across El Salvador in Mexico and hear the story of John Benhur. An interview with Mr. John Benhur had also been broadcast over Radio Sai some time ago. And here is Mr. John's story of an astounding miracle that shone brighter than the sun. He says, usually we receive Swami's darshan through his physical form. But he has many forms. In 1991, a public meeting was organized in Mexico City to tell newcomers about Satya Sai and his message. The Sai organization of Mexico had hired a huge theater for the event, which was to start at noon. As a prelude to the meeting, some devotional songs were sung by a few of the people who were assembled. Now suddenly, one of the volunteers posted for duty outside the theater noticed an unusual orange ring around the sun in an otherwise absolutely clear blue sky. So the word quickly spread into the theater, and the 1,200 or so members forming the audience quickly filed out to see the unusual phenomenon. Now, such events are very rare, and it had to be more than a coincidence that this phenomenon occurred just at this time when a lot of people were being introduced to Sai. Can you imagine 1,200 people all looking at sun on what was otherwise a normal day? No eclipse, no Venus crossing the sun, etc. So one young man driving past the theater stopped the car, took a look at the sky, and then joined the audience. Now he had no idea of the meeting and no plans to attend it either. The singers who were inside were not told about the phenomenon, and they were singing. And when they saw everyone was leaving, they were aghast and depressed. They thought that their singing was so terrible that people are just going out. So naturally the newspapers carried news about the totally unexpected phenomenon, but they had no clue about what exactly was happening. For us in the Sai community, the signal was loud and clear. That ring was Swami's signature of his blessings. The same phenomenon occurred in April 2004 when Dr. Chaudhary Valeti, who is the current director of the Super Speciality Hospital here in Puttaparthi, he came to El Salvador to participate in a Sai retreat and a public meeting for doctors. For the non-believers, he is simply not there. The doubting Thomases are left wondering, did Swami really appear or was it just a mere coincidence? On the other hand, those of firm faith rejoice, saying, our beloved Swami came here to tell us that he is blessing whatever we are doing here now. So this is Love to Love, and you're tuned in with me, Chandu Vijay, on our little escapade into listening to stories of Swami's divine leelas. Now, more often than not, the stories we hear are those of devotees or those who have already seen Swami. Now, here is a heartwarming story of how the Lord transformed the unknown believing husband of a Sai devotee who lives in the United States. Mrs. Krishna Veni Nageshetty, an alumni of the Sri Sathya Sai University Anandpur campus, she speaks of how Swami had indeed listened to her ardent prayer to help her husband see the love and feel devotion to the Lord. This was before they moved to the United States and were still living in Bangalore. And here is the story according to Mrs. Krishna Veni. She says, "Ever since I was married, I have constantly prayed to Swami that my husband and my in-laws should also develop devotion to Him. Compassionate that Swami is, He heard even this prayer of mine. Every day, my husband, when he get up in the morning, he would look at his own face in the mirror. Now, this was a routine he followed so as not to blame others if his day went bad. Now, one day, when he got up in the morning and looked at the mirror, he saw Swami's face in the mirror instead of his. He was amazed. He pinched himself but continued to see Swami's face in the mirror for one entire minute. And the same day, he got a job offer from a US-based company. So my husband had to leave for the United States the very next month. In US, while he was boarding a plane to California, Swami granted him a darshan physically by appearing on the runway with hands raised in a blessing gesture. So those two incidents had a great transforming impact on my husband's life and brought him into Swami's fold. That was enough to make my husband a devotee of Swami. In days that followed, my husband had many dreams of Swami. The Lord started talking to him through these dreams and guided him personally in all his endeavors. So much so that he is now a very staunch devotee of Swami. In the year 2000, when I had come to India, my husband was not very happy as he was left all alone in the house. One night, he skipped his dinner and went to sleep on an empty stomach. That night, Swami came in his dream, consoled him, saying that he was always there for him. And then Swami went to their kitchen, made dosas on the pan and fed him two dosas with his own divine hands. Believe it or not, my husband later confessed to me that he felt really full after that divine meal. Well, who would not after God Himself decides to feed you? Now, but my husband's transformation did not stop with that. Of late, he has even taken to learning all the slokas and Vedas which I had learnt in Balvikas. He also does the morning and night prayer that we used to say as students in Anandpur campus. Both my husband and I chant the Vedas and sing bhajans daily at our house. I am very happy and grateful to Swami for this miracle in our lives, as it has made our lives so much happier and so much peaceful.
प्यार तेरा है फूलों जैसा, बातें जैसे गीत सुधा, तेरी मुस्कानों में लगता मधुर कोई संगीत सजा, उपकारों की मूरत हो, हर सांसों की जरूरत हो, तुम मीत मेरे नवनीत सखा, साई माँ, साई माँ।
la 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 la. Aaj ka din hai kitna suhana, jaagi umange gaaye tarana, panchi baadal thandi hawaein kadmon pe tere palke bichhaye, bhagwan armaan ho tum, pehchaan ho tum, jaan ho tum. Pyaar tera hai phoolon jaisa, baatein jaise geet sudha, teri muskaanon mein lagta madhur koi sangeet saja, upkaaron ki moorat ho tum, har saanson ki zarurat ho tum, meet mere navneet sakha, Sai Ma, oh Sai.
Thank you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are listening to Miracles of Sai this afternoon. And now, let us take a little step back and just reflect on some of the questions that may have risen so far. Now, Swami performs so many miracles, and we may all be happy listening to such stories. But very often we have asked, if He is all-powerful and can do anything, then why have my prayers not been answered yet? Where is the miracle that I am waiting for? Our loving Lord explains to us very gently. He says, I can, by my sankalpa, change the earth into sky and sky into earth. But that is not the only sign of my divine might. It is the love, the compassion, the supreme patience to deal with all this frailty and fanaticism. It is the resolve to cure them all. That is the unique sign. The divine consciousness sees the past, the present and the future, wholly and truly. So why have some prayers yet to be answered? Well, perhaps it was because in His all-seeing wisdom, He knows what you want will not be good for your spiritual welfare. Swami is like a mother who will not give to her child what will be harmful to the child, no matter how hard the child cries and begs for it. So clouded by our limited understanding, we might often lead ourselves to believe that Swami can do only this and this and this and not this. But the truth is, we try to measure with our limited human minds the immeasurable and the infinite. Elaborating on the same lines on Christmas Day in 1970, Swami declared, "There are many who cannot bear to tolerate the splendor that emanates from me, the divinity expressed in and through every act of mine. These people label them as acts of mesmerism, miracles or feats of magic. Their vocabulary is small. Their experience is limited. They hope by these words to cast a slur. Let me tell you this. Mine is no mesmerism, miracle or magic. Mine is genuine divine power. Small minds and limited intellects cannot comprehend them. They have no strength or stamina to grasp the magnificence and the majesty. God can do anything. He has all power in the palm of His hand. My body, like all other bodies, is a temporary habitation, but my power is eternal, all-pervasive and ever dominant."
Be what you are. always
Welcome back, dear listeners. For the rest of our show, we will still be talking about miracles of Sai, but let us take a look at some miracles, not the conventional ones, but the miracles that Swami had prompted and created into being manifested during the difficult period of time when he had decided to shed his mortal frame and ascend as the ever-present universal cosmic Mother Sai. Now, as painful as it still may be for many of us, it is important for us to remember that the biggest miracle of Sai is his love and the love he has imparted to all of us. During the harrowing days after Swami had been admitted to the super speciality hospital, a wave of unconditional love spread throughout the world, in which every being was united in asking only for one thing: that the Lord returns safe and sound in our mortal eyes. In the border of Andhra and Tamil Nadu, where the water project Sai Ganga that Swami has initiated enters Tamil Nadu, love emerges from the most unlikely of sources. One day, when the district president of the Sai organization Tamil Nadu was in his shop, about 15 to 20 villagers entered his premises. He thought he was in trouble because it was the election time and he was wondering what the villagers are up to. They came up to him and said, "Sir, we came to know that Ayya or father," Ayya in Tamil means father, they used to refer to Swami as father or Ayya. They said, "Sir, we came to know that Ayya is admitted to the hospital and we are not that well-to-do people. And this is what we all can do. We have mobilized rupees 2,000. Can you please send it to Puttaparthi and see that Ayya is treated well in the hospital?" Even when those villagers were leaving, one of them came up to this district president and said, "Sir, I belong to a very low caste. I don't know whether I can say it, but I feel like saying it. It seems Ayya's organs are not functioning well. Can you please send word to them that I am willing to offer the organs of my body so that Ayya may become well?" Bhagwan has said, there is only one caste, the caste of humanity. There is only one religion, the religion of love. There is only one language, the language of the heart. And there is only one God. He is omnipresent. Look at the feelings and sentiments that he has evoked in the heart of one and all. And that is a miracle of Sai.
हर दिल में बस तेरा ही प्यार प्यार जग को लुभाए सुहानी महिमा तेरी निराली लुभाए ये सुहानी जो भूल सके ना कोई वो तेरी प्रेम कहानी
तेरी यादें आती जा रही माँ, माँ तेरे प्यार का करिश्मा देखे गाते मिलकर साई साई
ओ साई, जिया नहीं गायब तेरे तेरे बिना ओ साईं, जिया नहीं जाए अब तेरे बिना।
तुझे तो लगे हमें ये जिंदगी है तुम्हारी, चाहा तुम्हें और पाया तुम्हें ये खुश नसीबी हमारी। होने न देना जुदा हमें तुझसे साई, हमारे जो हाथ मेरा छूटे ना कभी मेरे साथ, मगर कहीं खो गया तुम मेरा मुझे ओ साईं मेरे, तेरे लिए ही है जान, जो भी करेंगे वो तुम्हारे लिए ओ साईं,
ओ साईं तुझ में मोहब्बत से भर देंगे, तेरे मिटा कर हम रोशनी भर देंगे, तेरे प्यार से सारी दुनिया सवारेंगे, हर घर के आंगन में जन्नत उतारेंगे, जिसके दिल में नफरत हो मोहब्बत से भर देंगे, अंधेरे मिटा कर हम रोशनी भर देंगे।
खुशबू में महकती प्यार झूठा है ये समा, ही है ये धरती गगन तेरी खुशबू में महकती प्यार झूठा है ये समा।
Welcome back, dear listeners. Professor Kasturi in Satyam Shivam Sundaram Part 3 narrates a beautiful incident. We will revisit this incident as a closing story for today's episode of Love to Love. Professor Kasturi says, nearly 20 years ago, arriving one morning at the Prashanti Nilayam, I found a group of young men from Bangalore College praying to Baba to take them to the top of the hill on the left bank of the Chitravati River. They hoped that once there, Baba would take from the famous tamarind tree fruits of different species. So I too joined the party. But Baba was silent for a while and then said very sharply, "Do I require that particular tree? Any tree can do." We were filled with hope. He would give us fruit from another tree and make that tree immortal. But he said, "Why do you think I need a tree? Sand is good enough." This meant he would give us something from the riverbed. We were soon disillusioned. Swami continued saying, "Do I need the sands of a riverbed? Is not any sand equally good?" Since the building work was in progress in Prashanti Mandir, truck loads of sand had been heaped to one side. So Professor Kasturi said, "Swami, we shall sit on this heap itself." Swami said, "Do you think that the creation of something out of sand is the only miracle? Is sand so essential?" Well, we did not know what to say. We had to be satisfied by the miracle, creation of Vibhuti by the mere wave of a hand. But after that, Swami continued and said, "Should I create something so that you can see a miracle? Is not your existence itself a miracle of mine?" he asked. Then he rose and walked away, living as aghast at the revelation of his being the Trinity, of his being the incarnation of the one universal God. And with this, dear sisters and brothers, let us always remember that the greatest miracle of Sai are all of us, his children, through which his legacy and saga of unparalleled selfless love must continue to manifest wherever we may be. And with that thought to ponder upon, this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer that may all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy.